was the night before hockey, and all through the great north, discussions abound o'er what a cup victory's worth. After coming just short of a win versus the Cats, could this be the campaign for America's hat? After 31 years rife with setbacks and grief, mayhap this is the year for the Oil or Leafs, or the Habs under MSL patiently waiting, the top line improving and fans salivating, or even the Nucks or the Jets or the Flames, but there's even more at stake in these 82 games. Like the Great Eight's pursuit of the Great One's top feat, a goal total few thought other mortals could beat, and the rise of new stars in Johnston and Paterka, the veteran efforts of Sid and Kopi circa 2005 when Bedard was just born, hadn't heard Chelsea Dagger or the UC's goal horn. But for fantasy managers, these seasonal frames are but secondary threads, normie casual aims. Instead, it's the spreadsheet teams forged in the draft by veteran GMs who dodged G-runs and laughed as they picked up the Larkins and Shifley's consistent. Duke's top line on the aisle now. How did you miss it? And after the superstars are gone from the top, the true chance to win comes from the blossoming crop of youngsters and risers and veterans whose clear lack of scoring last season are primed to bounce back. In their hour-gloved hands rest the fate of our season, so as October rises, managers have good reasons to cry out their names. Now Jack and Nikita, Igor and Andre and Kale help complete a championship campaign, taking on every foe. From now until April fades the last goal light's glow. Now before rubber rips from tape to back of the net, we double and triple check rosters now set and wait to defy haters who said we reached for a roster by April whose points prove unimpeached. For our game drives us determined through winter's rare light, the spring's victory, happy hockey, and to all a good night.
Happy Thursday, everybody. What a rendition of The Night Before Hockey by Louis Ezekiel. Thanks so much, Louis, for sending that in to get us ready for the start of the NHL season. This podcast episode that just dropped into your feed, this is the week one edition of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to help people in their head-to-head leagues maximize the number of games they'll get, hopefully from good players, in order to win those matchups. I'm so stoked. This is very exciting. Today is Thursday that I'm recording this, Thursday morning. The first NHL game of the season is happening tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And I don't know what time over in Europe, but the Devils are going to be playing the Sabres and we're going to get the season underway, which means we need to be ready to start streaming. That's what this podcast is all about, Matchup Maximizer. You're in a head-to-head matchup and you've got your team. Hopefully it's good. You've drafted. You're happy with it. But still, those extra games that you can get from streaming could put you over the top. And of course, the way we look at things are you got to look at the schedule, not only to see how many games a player is going to play in a given matchup, but also are those days busy days or light days? Because let's say next Saturday that's coming up, so not in 2 days, but in a week from 2 days, because this upcoming matchup is a 2 week matchup on Yahoo where it goes from Friday all the way to the following Sunday. That Saturday, 28 teams are playing on that Saturday. So if you add a player playing on that day, you're probably not going to fit that player onto your lineup. That player is just going to be on your bench. So you got to keep in mind, am I going to be able to fit this player in? And so we need to look at light days and busy days. I don't know how much of an intro I should give here. It's the start of a season. I'm very excited. Maybe I got some rust on me, but we're going to figure this out as we go. But yeah, let's just get started with the first two games, right? We've got on Friday and Saturday, New Jersey versus Buffalo. If you're in the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patriot Fantasy League or any league on Yahoo, I think you have free ads for the rest of today. I'm going to drop this sometime on Thursday. If you listen to this on Thursday, you can do ad drops and it's not going to count towards your week one limit. In a couple, we have four ads per week. So now's a good time to just, if you have an open spot, maybe a player is injured, you can throw them on your IR, grab a New Jersey guy, grab a Buffalo guy, get those two games. Then you can start making your first moves of the week on Sunday morning and, you know, get yourself ready to go. So let's take a look at who you might want to add from New Jersey and Buffalo for those first couple of games. Obviously, I'm going to be looking at players who are likely available in free agency here. This isn't the type of podcast where I'm going to be telling you Jack Hughes might be a good guy to have. Jack Hughes is rostered in all leagues, of course. But, you know, I'm going to look at Yahoo percent rostered. As the season goes, I might switch over to Kakupful percent rostered. Kevin Hebert keeps track of, out of our 51 Kakupful divisions, keeping Carlson also Patriot Fantasy League, of our 51 divisions, we can keep track of how many of those divisions a particular player is rostered in. But for now, I'll just look at Yahoo. And yeah, from New Jersey, obviously, we're not going to be able to add like a Hughes or a Brad or a Meyer, Heeshear, but there might still be some interesting players for you. Like if you look at the lines, and we've been getting a lot of line tweets from both New Jersey and Buffalo, check out gamedaytweets.com. You can go to the line section, you can look at a specific team, and you can get the latest. And yeah, the latest from New Jersey as of this morning is Hughes, Meyer, and Brad on line one, so you're not going to get any of that. But then the second line has been Nico Heeshear centering Dawson Mercer and Tomas Tatar. So I feel like there you go right there. You're not going to get anyone on the top power play most likely, but you are going to be able to get probably one of Mercer or Tatar, depending on how deep your league is. Mercer's only rostered in 14% of Yahoo leagues. Tatar down at 1%. You could also go for a third liner like a Palat or a Haula, but in Kakupful, I grabbed myself Tomas Tatar. I actually grabbed him with the 18th pick of my draft, knowing that I'm going to get these two games. Then I'll drop and move on. So I'd say Tatar, Mercer, give me Mercer first, then Tatar. And then I guess you got to look at Andre Palat because he's going to be playing in front of his home crowd. And if you want a defenseman, also Simon Nemec is playing in front of his home crowd. So those are two guys that you can take if you're expecting them to have a lot of motivation. So, you know, none of these players that I'm mentioning are potential long-term holds from the, you know, the Tatar, Mercer, Palat, Nemec types of players, but definitely good for a couple of games. Or if you look at Buffalo and you want to check out who you want to add from that side of the matchup, then there's actually, depending on your league, there's some pretty interesting options. Like, I'm going to throw it out right now. Jack Quinn should be rostered in your league. If he's not, I would run and grab him. He's looked really good in preseason, playing on his line with Benson and Cousins. And also, Jack Quinn has been playing on the top power play with, you know, the big guns, Thompson, Tuck, Paterka, Dahlin. So, yeah, if you can get Jack Quinn, not only do I think he's great for the Friday, Saturday, but I think you'll want to hold potentially for the rest of the season. But anyways, you get an audition of a couple of days and then decide from there. Depends how deep your league is, of course. And then, yeah, Zach Benson, the next best, right? On that same line, not on the top power play. So that's why I'd have him lower. But assuming you can't get, you know, a Dylan Cousins or whatever, you know, so we're going on that level, let's say 20% roster on Yahoo or lower. Yeah, Zach Benson or Jack Quinn would definitely be the top streamers for those first two games. And like I said, potential holds. If you can't get one of those guys, you're looking at the bottom six. You might just want to grab anyone, right? So, you know, first of all, if you are in a league where you drafted, let's say, not enough defensemen to fill your spots because you're too excited by the forwards and the defensemen looked boring, you know, someone like a Bowen Byram or an Owen Power, if one of them is still out there, grab them, right? Get the two games. It's not going to be for the rest of their careers that Byram and Power are not fantasy relevant, right? Like, so far it seemed that way, but there's going to be a season, I'd expect this year, next year, in a couple years, at some point soon, one of them is going to break out, maybe both. So why not get that audition? Get those two games. If they stink, if they don't do anything for you, you can always, you know, swap to someone else. But I would definitely take a look at Power or Byram if you can get one of them. If you get one of them or Benson or Quinn, I think you're doing really well, and it'll be a fun decision on Sunday to decide what you're going to do with that player, if you're going to hold or drop. But yeah, then if you're looking at the bottom six, you know, you just want to grab someone, you might as well get something, right? Especially if you still have free ads, why waste? If you have an open spot, just grab one of these. Grab Jason Zucker, who's playing on the third line, Ryan McLeod, who they got from the Oilers, you know, whatever, Jordan Greenway. Just grab someone that's going to play, and then you can look at the lines to confirm. But yeah, that's the third line, by the way, Zucker, McLeod, Greenway. So I'd grab one of them if you want to just grab someone from the Sabres there. So those are those first two games. That's pretty straightforward. Then we could take a look at the rest of the matchup, which starts on Tuesday. So there's going to be no games Sunday or Monday, but then we're going to be in full force. Well, sort of. Starting Tuesday. I guess it's a pretty light week, actually. But yeah, let's take a look at the schedule here. So on Tuesday, we've got only 6 teams playing. Wednesday, 10 teams. Thursday, 18. That's like borderline. You know, if you're grabbing a player that plays Thursday, maybe just check your roster to make sure you probably will have a spot for that player. But, you know, depending on who you drafted, maybe not. Friday, Sunday, also light. As per usual, Saturday is the busy day where you're probably not fitting anyone in. Though, you know, like if you grabbed only 2 goalies in the draft, maybe, like I drafted For Kakupful, Stuart Skinner, and Aiden Hill, Vegas doesn't play on Saturday. So I actually had an open goalie spot on Saturday. I just this morning on waivers grabbed our friend Yunus Korpisalo, who as of now is looking like the starter on Boston with Swayman still unsigned. So that might actually be a hold for a while, depending on how that plays out. But, you know, so I was able to grab a guy who plays on Saturday because I, so you got to obviously check your specific team. But specifically for here, we're going to probably be looking to stream in players who have, you know, as many games as possible and avoiding that busy Saturday. So the first team that jumps out, well, there's two of them actually that play Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and those are the Vegas Golden Knights and the Winnipeg Jets. So let me go right to my, I'd say, top streamer of the week. And again, like a Jack Quinn, who I would say is a potential hold for the season. And actually, I'm going to say Jack Quinn is, you know, it's hard to say top streamer of the week because of that, those weird, the Buffalo, New Jersey, I'm counting that as a separate thing. But of the starting Tuesday, I think you got to take a look at Victor Olofsson if he's available right now, because he is, you might not even realize, depending on how closely you've been paying attention, but Victor Olofsson is in Vegas, and he's been playing on the top line and top power play in preseason with Jack Eichel. And if you recall back in Buffalo, that when Olofsson was good, there was that short period of time where Victor Olofsson was good in fantasy, and he was playing, yes, with Jack Eichel, and he's back with him, and Barbashev on the top line and on the power play. The top power play has looked like Stone, Eichel, Hurdle, Olofsson, and Noah Hanifin. So if you can get Victor Olofsson, get him for the Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. You'll fit all three of those games. And again, that's kind of like a nice audition. Maybe you'll drop him afterwards. Maybe he won't do anything. You get those three games for sure. And then we can reassess heading into matchup number two. So I think that is like you're guaranteed. You need to go grab Olofsson. Maybe if you want to, you know, be a little risky, grab a New Jersey or Buffalo guy right now, get those first two games, and then hope Sunday morning you could be the first to swap over to Olofsson. But that's someone I think you just have to grab for this matchup and the potential long-term hold being on that top power play. So, okay, aside from Olofsson on Vegas, I guess we can look at the other lines they've been running in practice. I know a lot of people are interested in Pavel Dorofeyev. He had a good end to last season. Dorofeyev has been lining up with Mark Stone, which is, you know, the next best that you can get if you're not with Eichel. And yeah, so actually speaking of Eichel, also Ivan Barbashev, if he's out there for you, he's 17% rostered in Yahoo, so maybe you can't get Barbashev. But if you can, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's top line, especially if your league counts hits. Obviously, that's a whole other situation. But yeah, I would definitely take Olofsson on the top line and top power play. But then, yeah, a Barbashev or a Dorofeyev, I would say, would be your next best options over in Vegas for a stream. And then the other team that plays Wednesday, Friday, Sunday is the Winnipeg Jets. So that's another team you'll definitely want to take a look at who to grab. Unfortunately, the Jets are one of those teams where there's not really too many exciting options that are going to be available for you. Like the top power play has been Scheifele, Ehlers, Connor, Vilardi, and Josh Morrissey. All those guys are probably rostered in your league. The top line has been Connor, Scheifele, and Vilardi. So, you know, like that's all taken. So really, who are we looking at here? Maybe a Cole Perfetti. I've been seeing Cole Perfetti going in a bunch of leagues. He's 20% rostered. The thing with Cole Perfetti is, like, you look at his game log from last year when he's not getting great deployment, he really doesn't do too much. Like, I know he's a young, exciting prospect, and in the right situation, he could be good. But if he's playing on this second line with Namestnikov and Ehlers and not on the top power play, you know what? Like, yeah, you could do worse for sure with that great Wednesday, Friday, Sunday schedule, but definitely give me an Olofsson ahead of Perfetti. But yeah, I guess your best Jets streamer is probably going to be Cole Perfetti. You can take a try on Namestnikov as well. Yeah, not too exciting. But yeah, those are the guys who are going to get you the most games played, most likely from a stream. Let's take a quick break. And when I'm back, I'll take a look at some of the other schedules. Maybe also look at the worst schedules of the week of teams you may want to consider avoiding. We'll be back in just a sec. You're listening to the Matchup Maximizer. TD, Tutty, in for the six. Touchdowns matter more at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. We don't care how they score them. We want to bet on touchdowns. And DraftKings Sportsbook is delivering. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple, like a player to score a touchdown. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Or, you know, you're listening to a hockey podcast. Maybe you want to bet on hockey. Those New Jersey Buffalo games, they're up there. You can bet on obviously which team's going to win. They also have a bunch of other fun things you can look at, like you can bet on who's going to score a goal in that game. You've got odds on Jack Hughes, about even odds for whether Hughes is going to score a goal or not. Tage Thompson plus 155. So, you know, I was mentioning that I like Jack Quinn plus 300. I don't know. Maybe some interesting thing to make those games a little more interesting. So check it out over at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you want to bet on football, you want to bet on hockey, you ready to do a touchdown dance of your own? New DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big with DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Download the Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN, stands for the Hockey Podcast Network, for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in New Hampshire, Oregon, and Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ftball. NFL Plus premium offer available only to new and former NFL Plus subscribers. Additional NFL Plus premium terms at nfl.com/terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's something that you'd love to learn more about? Are you making time to learn about the things that you're curious about? Well, therapy can help you reconnect with that curiosity and sense of wonder, because your back to school era can come at any age. Therapy is something that can free up your mind and time and capacity to explore new areas that of interest to you. You can learn positive coping skills, set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for like a major trauma. Everyone might be able to benefit from therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/THPN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/THPN.
Welcome back to the Matchup Maximizer podcast. Elon Dubrovsky still here, looking at the best schedules for this week of October 8th to October 13th, once the season gets going for all the teams that are New Jersey or Buffalo. I mentioned two teams with three off-day games. There's actually another team, the St. Louis Blues. They go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, which is actually kind of handy, right? Maybe even, I'd say, better than the Winnipeg and Vegas, just because then you can get those three games and then drop for the weekend, swap over to someone else. So let's take a look at the Blues and who you might want to add there. You're obviously not going to be able to get your, you know, Rob Thomas, Kyrou, Buchnevich. Maybe you can get yourself a Justin Falk, though probably not. He's been on the top power play, so definitely if you need D, like, you should probably be looking at Falk regardless. He's 38% rostered on Yahoo. I doubt you're going to be able to get him. But yeah, next best option for sure would be Jake Neighbors. If you can get Jake Neighbors, and again, I don't know if he might be borderline. He's rostered in all the Kakuffle divisions, of course. 26% rostered on Yahoo, but Neighbors has been getting like really great deployment. Top line with Thomas and Kyrou. Power play one with Buchnevich, Thomas, Kyrou, and Falk. Obviously, these lines, I'm telling you, this is like latest preseason lines. Things could be subject to change. I know, no guarantees, but yeah, Jake Neighbors, definitely a great grab. If you can't get him, go for a Braden Schenn, who's on. So the lines have been, by the way, at even strength, Neighbors, Thomas, Kyrou, and then Buchnevich, Braden Schenn, and Zach Bolduc. So Bolduc becomes someone else that might be worth taking a look at. So I guess the order would obviously be, in terms of people you might be able to get, go for Jake Neighbors. If you can't get him, go for Braden Schenn. If you can't get him, go for Zach Bolduc there. And if you want to go D, you know, Philip Broberg, they're paying him a lot of money. I'll be interested to see what he's able to do. I think he'd be the next best option after Falk. Maybe you could go for Perunovic. But, you know, if it's just a stream anyways, you might as well just go for a forward with higher upside. So get one of those guys in the top six. But yeah, Jake Neighbors, definitely. Like, this is the same as what I was saying before about Olofsson, or I was saying about Jack Quinn. If you're in the top six on the top power play, that's a potential hold. So if you can also get a good streaming schedule, then you get like a potential hold that's also helping you in the short term, then you get to reassess at the end of the week. So that's the best situation. So those are, again, the top three streamers: Quinn, Neighbors, Olofsson, Those guys are looking really good. But okay, so now we've covered all of the teams that are going to give you three off day games. There's a bunch of teams that are going to give you three games overall, but one of them is the Saturday. So I don't really know, you know, how to differentiate them. You can go to, I've made a spreadsheet at keepingcarlson.com/tools if you want to look at the schedule. There's a lot of places you can obviously go to take a look at it. I think the next most interesting teams would be any team playing on the Tuesday, just because you could, you know, add, especially if you can get it during free ad time, add the player now, get the Tuesday game. Maybe if they play Tuesday, Thursday, that's even better, right? Get Tuesday, Thursday, and then you could always swap out. If a team plays Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday this week, get the Tuesday, Thursday, assuming you can fit on the Thursday, then drop and swap over to a Friday, Sunday player, or maybe even a Friday, Saturday player, depending on your availabilities. So let's take a look. Who are the Tuesday, Thursday teams? Right away, I see the Boston Bruins are there. So, okay, the top power play has been Pasternak, Lindholm, Marchand, McAvoy, and Pavel Zacha. So maybe you can get Pavel Zacha. I saw he went for a lot of fab in at least one of our couple divisions. I think he's been, you know, drafted in most leagues. But yeah, I would take Pavel Zacha, take a shot on him. He's been playing on the top line also with Lindholm and Pasternak. So, you know, Zacha's rostered in 21% of Yahoo leagues, but I think in a savvy league, he'll be rostered. But yeah, grab him to get the Florida game, then the Montreal game. Also, I already mentioned, if you want a goalie, Korpisalo, I'll just say it. He's the starter right now. Don't let him sit in free agency. Even though he stinks, he is on a good team. And I'm going to be curious to see what Korpisalo could do. He spent his whole career in Columbus and then Ottawa, and then he had a short stint in LA where he was good, because LA is a good team. So I wonder how he can do on another good team like the Bruins. So yeah, Korpisalo. By the way, if we're talking about goalies, Lukas Dostal, you know, Anaheim only plays Saturday, Sunday, so it's not the best for streaming. Maybe this is out of scope for this episode, but with Gibson injured, I could see Dostal taking a step and doing something. So anyways, there's a few goalies out there. You can actually take a look at Petr Mrázek on Chicago. They play Tuesday and then Friday, Saturday with Laurent Brossoit injured. Mrázek could get a decent number of games, maybe at least get that Tuesday game to start the season, though I guess there's always the risk of getting blown up. But anyways, what was I doing here? I'm looking at teams that play Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah, so obviously I really like Pavel Zacha if you can get him on Boston, and maybe he's also going to just be a season-long hold. If you can't get Zacha, go for Charlie Coyle. Charlie Coyle is just he's always going to be right on that cusp of, like, is he rosterable? Is he not? If you can get a Tuesday, Thursday, then for sure he's worth a grab. I don't know if he's going to be a long-term hold, but he's centering that second line with Marchand and currently Morgan Geeky. So yeah, Morgan Geeky, I guess, would be the other option on Boston if you want to grab someone. Then the next team that plays Tuesday, Thursday, I'm seeing is the Florida Panthers, who, yeah, play the Bruins on Tuesday and then play the Sens on Thursday, which will be fun. Normally, I'd say you want a team playing against the Sens because they're going to score a lot of goals. Now they have Linus Ullmark, so I'm not sure. But anyways, with the Panthers, this is another team where you have a bunch of studs that were definitely drafted, but probably one person who wasn't drafted that you might be able to is our old friend Evan Rodriguez, who I feel like has come up so often on Matchup Maximizer. Not like Charlie Coyle, like a cusp guy, never really worth holding super long term, but definitely good when the schedule is right, because, you know, Rodriguez is playing right now on a line with Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk. That's pretty good, right? Assuming that Barkov, Hagee, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, they're all taken, I think your next best option over in Florida is going to be your Evan Rodriguez. Though, let's focus on the defense. And again, this is like, if you're in a league of smart people, like in the couple, I don't think you can add Adam Boqvist at this point. But if Adam Boqvist is available for you, run. I'd say grab him. Like, I don't know if he's going to end up holding that top power play and doing anything, but I'd rather take the shot on him. I drafted him in the 17th round of my draft. For anyone keeping track, I had Boqvist in 17 and then Tatar in 18. I'm hoping Boqvist will be a hold. Look, Brandon Montour was a big nobody until he went to Florida, got on that top power play. Next thing you knew, he was a 70-point guy. And I'm not saying Boqvist is going to be a 70-point guy, but I just know that I want the top power play guy on Florida. And right now, it has been Adam Boqvist. So forget about the schedule. I would go get Boqvist. And he's also easy, right? As soon as you see he's off the top power play, you drop him, right? If before that game on Tuesday, we all of a sudden see Forsling there, easy. Swap out Boqvist for someone else. But as long as he's there, I want him. So there's your top streamer of the week, just because of the potential there with a defenseman that you can get. It's very rare to be able to get a defenseman in free agency who has upside of being like a 60-point guy. And again, I don't want to like go too crazy, but just like, that's just one of the best spots, right? You're there with Barkov and with Tkachuk and with Reinhardt and with Verhaeghe. That's pretty sweet. So definitely grab Adam Boqvist if you can. If not, then yeah, Evan Rodriguez seems like your solid guy for the Tuesday, Thursday. Then you'll probably want to drop him, especially if you can't fit on the Saturday. There's only a couple more teams that play Tuesday, Thursday. One of them is St. Louis, who we've already discussed. Go get yourself your Jake Neighbors if you can. And then we've got the Utah Hockey Club to finish off the teams with, I think, the schedules that you want to take a look at for this week in particular. And Utah is definitely going to have some players that you'll be able to add and potentially get some value out of, including an old friend or enemy, I'm not sure, but Barrett Hayton. If you recall, a year ago, a lot of people were super excited about Barrett Hayton because two seasons ago, at the end of the year, Hayton really took off. Once he got on that top line, was really clicking with Keller and with Schmaltz. Then last year, he was drafted in a lot of leagues and was a huge disappointment. And I remember at the start of the year, just a little history lesson on Barrett Hayton. I drafted him in the Cupful and I held him for a long time because even though he wasn't getting any points, he was taking a great number of shots and just nothing was going in. It just seemed like it was bad luck and it was going to turn any second now. And I held and I held and held and he did nothing over and over and over again. And then finally, I gave up. I dropped Barrett Hayton and then he got injured. And that was kind of it for his season for the most part. So at the end of the day, you can't really judge last season. I feel like it was like bad luck and then injury. So I'd kind of even forgotten about him. But then all of a sudden in training camp, we're seeing Hayden right back there on that top line with Keller and Schmaltz. And with Schmaltz injured or whatever, out of the lineup for a short period, it's been Kyler Yamamoto, which is interesting. If you're in a dynasty league, I actually just grabbed Kyler Yamamoto in the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patron Dynasty League, grabbing that a free agency. Figured maybe he's going to make the team and do something. But anyways, back to streaming. Yeah, Barrett Hayton, go get him. If he's available, he's only rostered in 7% of leagues. Utah plays that Tuesday, Thursday. The Tuesday is against Chicago. That's potentially a team they're going to be able to score against. And he's on the top line and the top power play with Clayton Keller. We like Clayton Keller, right? Like, I noticed that Logan Cooley was drafted in a ton of leagues, I think in all the Cupful divisions. And Cooley is 49% rostered on Yahoo. Meanwhile, Barrett Hayton, 7% rostered. Is it a hot take to say for this year, give me Barrett Hayton. Give me the guy on the top power play at the end playing with Clayton Keller at the end of the day. I know Cooley's going to be great one day. Long term, I definitely want Cooley over Barrett Hayton. But for now, sure, Cooley's playing with Genther, which is great. But yeah, Hayden's in a really good spot. So I think he's a clear add if you can get him. And then aside from Barrett Hayton, if you want someone on Arizona, that's harder. Like, yeah, it's been Cooley, Genther, and Jack McBain on a line together. Oh, the second line. Do you want that? I don't know. I don't. So, yeah, it really falls off. There's been times when Nick Bjugstad has been good, but he's injured. Matias Michelli, you know, if he's in the bottom six, I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe this line of, like, Michelli, Josh Doan, Lawson Krause. Again, like, you're getting someone just for the Tuesday, Thursday, and then to drop and move on Friday. I think that, yeah, I would take a shot on a Michelli or a Josh Doan or a Lawson Krause. Maybe you bump Krause up if your league counts hit. So Krause is actually rostered in a lot of leagues, 41% of Yahoo leagues. So yeah, I guess to conclude on Utah, give me Barrett Hayton with a bullet, only 7% rostered. If you can get him, that's a steal. And then after that, sure, give me a Michelli or a Krause, Josh Doan, and then maybe you look at a McBain, but probably not. McBain. There's my Simpsons reference. What am I doing? I'm not that guy making Simpsons references. Came to my mind. I don't know. What was it, like 25 years ago that I saw that on TV for the first time? Anyway, clearly I'm at the end of this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed week one of the Matchup Maximizer. This is a show I'm going to do every week. Maybe some weeks Jeremy will take over like he did last year. He always does an awesome job and he has really good strategies with how to game the schedule. But yeah, hopefully everyone had successful drafts. You're excited for the season. I'm looking forward to having a good year. I'm looking forward to having fun playing fantasy. I'm trying to psych myself out like early on. Like if I don't win my matchup, I'm here to have a good time. I want to win. I'm going to try my very best, but I'm going to try to have fun along the way. Remember, this is all, it's like a passion. And I just want to, you know, have a really good experience. I'm playing against really smart players. So, you know, it's going to be very challenging to win. Some really smart players are going to lose maybe for their first times. That's how it works when you're in leagues with all, you know, studs and people who know what they're doing. So, yeah, we're... Anyways, I don't know why I'm getting into all of this, but I'm just telling you my mindset going into the season. And you know, I like my Cupful team. I'm excited to see how it goes. And yeah, I'm excited to get streaming. Once Tomáš Tatar plays his game on Saturday, I'm not going to be able to drop because you know how Yahoo is. You can't drop until the next day. Am I going to be getting up on Sunday at 3 a.m. to make a move? I don't know.
You know, my league mates will find out, I guess, and I'll just see if I want to mess up my weekend just to get the player I really want, probably one of the people I've mentioned on this episode. So thanks so much for listening. Next up, you're going to be hearing Brian and I doing a mega show on Sunday where we're kind of just going to recap the whole preseason, like preview the season, you know, probably something similar to this in terms of looking at lower percent rostered players. We've all done our drafts. Now we're going to start looking at who's potentially available in free agency for you that you might want to grab, not only for a week one stream, but for these season long holds. I'm sure Jack Quinn's going to get mentioned again. Jake Neighbors is probably going to get mentioned again, but also a bunch of other guys. So make sure you're subscribed to Keeping Carlson on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And we would love a 5-star review. If you want to become a patron, we would obviously really appreciate that. It's a lot of fun. You can leave at any time. If you don't like it, we've got a really fun community. So you can get all the info at keepingcarlson.com/patron. But with that, happy streaming, and I'll see you next week. Bye.